burned up this. Rav Madej quotes, but seemingly as a steer of the psukim, and how is it that we characterize and celebrate Yom Tov? The Gemara says that Tzaras Lashem Elokecha, that's found in the Pasuk in Dvarim Tezayin, and the context of the Pasuk is Shvi Shel Pesach. That the Gemara tells us clearly, fully devoted to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres and Parshas Pinchas, here Atzeres Tihi Elokim. And the Gemara does not assume that there's a difference between the Yom Tov for Shmini Atzeres as opposed to Chag HaMatzos, but rather this is referring to two different elements of Yom Tov itself. And that's the very stunning machlokes, that how do you resolve that apparent stira? So Rabbi Eliezer tells us that these are two options. O Kul Hashem, O Kul Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua tells us that now, if the Pasuk mentions both, you can't go ahead and simply embrace one and ignore the other, but rather, Chalkehu, you have to divide the day, and that is that Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. So that's no doubt a stunning machlokes. If you look in the parallel Sugya, Psachim Adav Samaches, there in the Gilyonei Hashas, and if you look in the Siyunim the Torah, in Klal Amidalit, so Yosef Engel quotes another parallel. It mentioned this earlier in the year in the Shir Kwali, that there is a Mishnah in Zvachim Adaf Nonches, where the Mishnah tells us the following, that if you have an animal that is Kodshei Kodshim, the Shechita can be done al Rosh HaMizbeach. You can do the Shechita on the Mizbeach itself. What exactly does that mean? Anywhere in the Mizbeach? So Rabbi Yossi says, absolutely yes. It means that if you do it on the Mizbeach, it's Ki'ilu Nishcha Petzafam, and therefore that's considered to be sufficient. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda disagrees and says, no, that's not true. You can only use it on the Chatzi of the Tzafam of the Mizbeach. So Mechatzi Mizbeach the Tzafam, that is where it can be done. Well, so Rabbi Yossi says, anywhere on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yosef says only the northern side. Oh, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan, the following chiddush, that b'kula mikrecha darshin, that really the machlokes is simply how to be dorish the pasuk. When you look in Shmos Chaf in Parshas Yisra, there the Torah describes the mizbeah, and there the pasuk says that b'zavachta lav es olosecha ve'es shlamecha. On the mizbeah you can offer the ola and the shlamim and the Gemara assumes that's a reference even to the Shechita itself, not really to the Haktarah. So the Pasuk mentions Ola in Shlomim, Ola in Shlomim. Ola is Koshim Koshim, Shlom is Koshim Kali. So what exactly does that mean? The Ola, and the Shlomim. Also, Rossi says the following. On the Mizbeach, you can offer this and you can offer that. Kula the Ola, the Kula the Shlomim. On the entirety of the Mizbeach, you can be Shochet the Ola, or you can be Shochet the Shlomim. Either Ola requires a Shechita and Tzafon. Oh, you see, the entirety of the Mizbeach is considered to be called a Tzafon. And, the second day of the Gemara, now that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda disagrees and says that's not true, literally, Chalkeyu, you have to divide the Mizbeach. When it says, on the Mizbeach, you will go ahead and be Shochet the Ola Shlomim, it means divide, Chalkeyu, on part of the Mizbeach. You can offer the shlamim on part from Mizbeach, you'll offer the ola. So therefore, exactly the chatzi la ola, the chatzi la shlamim. And that indeed is the machlokes. So Yosef Engel writes, he thinks that indeed is considered to be like the parallel. And what exactly is the overarching lamdus when the Torah mentions A and B? And there seems to be a stira between A and B. You always look for the kasav ha-shlishi she'achri yavinehen. You know, if there can be a third pasuk that would say, you know what, the answer is, this applies here and this applies there. Let's say there is no pasuk of Ashlishi. There is no pasuk that tells us here to apply Lashem and here to apply Lachem. So what exactly do you do? So that's a fundamental machlokes then. Kul Hashem and Kul Hashem means options. The Torah is saying either or. And Rabbi Yeshua Chalkeil means you have to accommodate. You have to accommodate both. So fascinating machlokes, and the chiddush that Yosef Engel writes that perhaps that is considered to be right, another sugya that's relevant to this issue. When you look at the Gemara Pesachim of Samaches of the days, there the Gemara tells us the following: that Amar Rava Hakol Modim b'Shabbos to be in Ami Lochem, even though there is machlokes Kula Hashem Kula Hashem, and machlokes Chach Hashem Chasim Hashem, but when it comes to Shabbos, everybody is lachem is necessary. Oh, because that's the pasuk of Vikaras, the Shabbos Onik. If the Torah emphasizes Onen Shabbos, so clearly it's telling you that Kul Hashem is not considered to be an option. Well, that's the Chiddush of Rabbah. This is against the Yerushalmi. When you can the Yerushalmi and Shabbos Tesvav Gimel, no, the Yerushalmi writes that just like there's Machlokas when it comes to Yantiv, there also is Machlokas when it comes to Shabbos as well. And that's Mefurish, Merzaruah. There is a Ruah in Chelet Beis and Sim Peites, the Chiechi, the Pligelin Yantiv. So Ruah did Pligelin in Shabbos as well, Kidmuchah for Yerushalmi. That this Machlokas is not only about Yantiv, this Machlokas is also about Shabbos. See, that's something which is very, very important. This Diyun is relevant to Shabbos. Neither Shabbos is like Yantiv, or maybe Shabbos is different because Karas Lo Shabbos Oneg. But what exactly is the Diyun? Chas Lo Shem Chas Lo Chem. See, Poshim Shabbos, the Chor one can argue that they're arguing about the Mitzvah of Simcha. There's a Chiv on Yantiv of B'samach V'Lechanecha. And how is it that one expresses Simcha? Is Simcha to be expressed L'Hashem? Is Simcha to be manifest Lachem, through Achila and Shkia as well? When the Sugya in Psachim and the Rishami start discussing, and what about when it comes to Shabbos, it will be surprising if the Machlokas is the nature of Simcha, and the Rishami says, oh, the same is true when it comes to Shabbos. Is there really a full-blown mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos? Is that really, we usually assume that? We usually assume that Simcha characterizes Yantin. Shabbos, there isn't typically a mitzvah of Simcha. Oh, the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. Uviyom Simchaschem, Modechem Rosh Hashechem. That's the Diyun in the Sifri. What is each one talking about? Yom Simchaschem, Modechem Rosh Hashechem. What exactly is it referring to different yourselves in the Sifri? Modechem, let's say Modechem is referring to Yantin. Rosh Hashechem, that's pretty clear. That's referring to Yom Shodesh. Now, what does Yom Simchaschem mean? What does Yom Simchaschem? Our gears in the Sifri is Shabbos. Interesting. Now, Shabbos also is considered to be like a day of Simcha. The gears of the Gaon is very different. Yom Simchaschem is Shalosh Regalim. Modechem, who includes Rosh Hashanah. Not necessarily a full-blown day of Simcha, but it is a moed in Rosh Chodesh. But it's a fascinating deal to what extent there is a mitzvah indeed of Simcha and Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah once pointed out, even though our Nusach HaTfilah, Yismachu Bachuscha, we mentioned Simcha and Shabbos as well. Yeah, in Tfilas Musaf, in the Miskeres of Kodshin, Karbanos, that certainly is true. But the typical pervasive mitzvah of Simcha, like Tosfos writes, Simcha Sosra Avelos. So the answer of Yantiv, Sever Shiva, the answer of Shabbos, Shabbos by definition is always one of the days of Shiva. We typically assume that Shabbos does not have that full-blown element of Simcha. So it is surprising, the Gemara now discusses, we have a concept of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. And what about Shabbos? Oh, Yerushalmi says yes. And no, the problem there is a pasuk that Hashem is not sufficient. You also need, how is that relevant if we're just dealing with the mitzvah Simcha? The Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik suggested is that these sugyas, our sugya, Psach and Samaches, is not really the Hagdar of Simcha, but it's the Hagdar of Shabbosah. We have, obviously, in Isra Malacha. And then you have an essay of Shabbosah. And Shabbosah has different halves to it. Shabbosah is a Kiyam essay, Shabbosah is an Isra essay. That's Mefurish in the Rabbah, the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Shabbosah means if a person does certain things on Shabbos, you violate Shabbosah. And then Shabbosah means that something above and beyond is necessary. When a person is shoveis appropriately, what the Rambam describes as a shvisa mikeres, that's considered to be a kiyum of Shabbosah. Sometimes in the Torah you can have an iser essay, sometimes they have an kiyum essay, and sometimes they have elements that are both, right? So many different possibilities. No, is Tashbisu an Isser essay? Is Tashbisu a Mitzvah essay? We've discussed. No? The Rambam writes, maybe one would have thought differently. The Rambam is Mefurish. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, Besuli Yikach is not just an Isser essay. It's not just an Isser that a Kohen cannot marry a Bula, but it's a Kiyum Mitzvah. When the Kohen Gadol marries the Basula, well, it has two elements to it. Shavasana is a classic example. The Rambam writes, there's a Kiyama Seh, there's an Isra Seh. How do you express the Kiyama Seh of Shavasana? Because Shavasana is not only true when it comes to Shabbos, Shavasana is also true when it comes to Yom Tov as well. So maybe one could argue the following, that part of this issue of Hashem Elohim is what exactly is the Kiyama Seh of Shavasana. If, as simply people understand, now it's a reference to Simcha, Simcha. Yeah, but it's surprising that the Gemara should now invoke Shabbos. Unless you're really going to assume that there really is a mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos. Maybe like, that's Sifri. You know, we don't have Kriya Samigil on Shabbos. Why not? Oh, Achana Deraba, Gzer Deraba, Shemi Rabbi Menu. Yushami writes the following. No. Laso so Sami Mei Mishtiva Simcha. Purim is a day that you make into Mishtiva Simcha. Yatzah Shabbosos. Because Shabbos already is a day of Mishtiva Simcha. Yerushalmi. Fascinating Kiddush. Maybe there is an element of Simcha when it comes to Shabbos. But even without that, the Kiyum of Shabbosna. How does one demonstrate the uniqueness of Shabbos? So you know what? Two things come to mind. Lachem and Lashem. The Machlokes is Rabbi Yeshua, that to what extent does a person have to integrate? Or does the person shoot any nachinami? The Rambam paskens lachatz l'shem chatz l'chem, both when it comes to yantif as well as when it comes to Shabbos. The Rambam and yantif is perek vav alach yates. Alachos yantif, but the Rambam writes he paskens Rabbi Yeshua chalkei chatz l'shem chatz l'chem, and the Rambam writes the same thing in perek lamed alach yates and yedeh alach Shabbos. The Shabbos also has to be divided. Well. Rosalesha pointed out just a chiddush in that Rambam. When you look at the Rambam just simply could have said chalkeu. Could have been a very short Rambam, no? Chalkeu, divide your day. Chatz l'shem chatz l'chem. But the Rambam does much, much more than that. No, much, much more. Halachates halachiyud. You know what the Rambam writes? The Rambam gives you a whole like schedule, a whole seder hayom. No? It's surprising, no? The Rav Beis Medrash. They don't just simply say a shot. Give you a whole schedule. You know, this is what you should go to. This is what you can miss. You know, like a whole seder ayom. The Rambam gives you a whole seder ayom. So the Rambam writes that you know what? He begins Shabbos with tefillah, and after that's over, suda. Then Shabbos morning tefillah followed by suda, and the Rambam writes Shabbos afternoon tefillah followed by suda. So Shmuel pointed out this is not just pragmatics, no, but the Rambam understood that the Chatz L'Hashem Chatz L'Hashem really has the din of a Seder. Seder. There's a sequence. There's a Seder Hadar. The Rambam expressed it somewhat uniquely. It's almost that the Chatz L'Hashem is Matir, the Chatz L'Hashem. Don't go on to the Chatz L'Hashem until you have taken care of the Chatz L'Hashem. You know, I leave it up to you, you know, L'Hashem L'Hashem, you know, like, not so simple, no? So the Rambam says, no. It means you have to begin, that's the Kedusha Seyom, with Lashem. And once you've satisfied Torah Tefillah, so then you can proceed. You can proceed to the next day. So for example, the Ramah writes, in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, that you know what, that one should daven mincha before Shalosh Shabbos. The Ramah cites this Rambam. Well, it's certainly true that Shalosh Shuvos should be during that zman. It's not just, you know what, I want to sleep all Shabbos afternoon, so I have three meals at night. And as we discussed, that's not going to work. No. There's zmane hasuda. And zmane hasuda is a suda b'alayim, suda b'yom, suda b'tzaharayim. The Gemara even discusses a psachim kufay, which is the greater mitzvah suda. Is it b'alayim? Is it b'yom? It's not just to have a suda during Shabbos, but you know what, there's a difference between Oneg Balayla, Oneg Bayom. And the way the Rambam describes it, it's sandwiched. Now, you begin with the Tefillah, followed by Suda, Tefillah, followed by Suda. So, therefore, the Rambam writes ideally, Tefillah Mincha, and after Mincha, then you have the Suda Shlishis. Right? That was our challenge, our Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos. It was hard to do everything, no? Because how can you possibly be Koveya Shalashis the appropriate way? You can't have Pas, you can't have Matzah. Earlier, okay, earlier is an option, but realize, earlier also has a downside. No, because the downside of earlier is, no, Reish Tzadi Aleph. that who says you can fulfill the Chiddush Shalosh Shuras so early before Dalit shows? After all, the Zman of Mincha, and the Ramban describes it as Tfilas Mincha. Rav Soloveitchik once explained that this is the comment in Maaseh Rabbah Vilna Gaon, the name of the Ra'avan, that one should not make Kiddush, begin the Suda, before one davens Maariv. Well, that's a Kiddush. Lel Shabbos. You know, let's do the following. You know what? Maybe in shuls it's harder to do. You know, you're going to tell people, come daven, go home, and come back. You know, maybe that won't work so well. In yeshiva, not so hard, no? So let's say, daven Kabbalah Shabbos. And then you'll have the Suda, and after the Suda, you'll daven Maariv. They'll tell me, is it really okay, really, to do that? Then you sit before you daven Maariv. So that's a sugya, sukkadaf lamaches. As long as you're maschal beheter, that's okay. As long as you're maschal beheter, you can start the sugya. That's a very relevant, at this time of year, shuls have early minyanim. How early is the early minyan? If the early minyan is early, right, but it should be, no? Slitz plod, no? Oh, so in such a case, number one, you're not davening a tarta deses, no? You're davening minchen rav in two different windows of time. Good. Number two is, you know, when you come home, it's well before what we would call maschal b'isah, so you can start your siddur. And therefore, you can start your siddur. Everything's great, 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 great. You know what? And when the siddur is over, you know what? So now you'll fulfill the mitzvah of kriyashma. No? Well, what's the proper sequence? You mentioned this. Now, Tuchulis and Shagazari, Sinabes and Chapes. Now, where Shagazari writes first Kriyashma, then benching, and then during the time of Yodin Sif. That's the Chiddush Shagazari writes. Todir Rishina Todir means the first Kriyashma, right? Followed by then Birchas HaMazon, followed by Sfira Sa'omer. And the operative principle is Todir. It's not the Araisa versus Drabana, because that was the whole Chiddush we discussed earlier in Shirin. Now that Shagazari writes, there is no Seder Kadim of a Mitzvah Daraisa over a Mitzvah Darabana. So the reason, for example, that Kriya Shema is before Sfira Somer is because of Tadir. Not because, well, Kriya Shema is Daraisa and Sfira Somer is Manazeh, according to Rov Rishonim, is indeed a din Darabana. And when you have later Minyanim from Mincha, you have to be careful. Number one, whoa, a Tarta disaster, no? Which, not at all simple. You're davening Mincha Marv in the same slot after blood, right before Shkia. And very often, it can mamish be maskel be'eser. No? You'll go to the later minyan, and they'll finish davening, and you're going to talk, and you're going to do, and you're going to walk home. You know, by the time you come home, you know, if it's close to, within a half hour, let's say, of the Zman Kriyashma, you're not supposed to start your Suda now. No? That's what you call maskel be'eser. No? So imagine making early Shabbos and then waiting until it says to start your Suda. No? So you have to be careful about that as well. Maschal b'Isser, as we assume, half hour before it says. So one has to be careful as the summer indeed progresses. You know? I'm not sure in America why, like, 7 o'clock is carved in stone. No, but 7 o'clock is like the time of these minyanim. 7 o'clock is always a problem. No? 80% of the year it's a problem. 80% of the summer. If they were just down a quarter to seven, they'd be covered 80% of the summer. Now, the 15-minute shift makes a huge difference, but, you know, people can be stubborn, you know? It has to be 7 o'clock. Hey, a quarter to seven is not shining. No, we're not done. So, okay, can't do it. You know, Shabbos morning, you dive at 9 o'clock. You know, you miss Sman Kriya Shema 8% of the year. You dive at a quarter to nine, you make Sman Kriya Shema 8% of the year. No? 15-minute differences can really make a huge difference sometimes. All right, you want to make Sman Kriya all the time in the year? Okay, so you have to be willing to start, you know, 8:20, 8:25, you know, but even a slight shift of 9 to a quarter to 9, you know, can make a world of difference just on the scale of things. But 15 minutes can make a big difference. It's one of the new requirements that they send us, like, sing around me with 15 minutes before davening. Right? It's to get you to learn before davening. It's true. It's really to get you to come on time to davening, which is very important. Right? So, okay, good. 15 minutes is precious. It's precious. Okay? So, you're in yeshiva. So, no problem. We'll daven early. We'll daven Kabbalah Shabbos. We'll be maschal beheter. And now we'll finish and we'll daven Maariv. that's, you know, what's wrong with that? Mamish, you're getting the, you're starting Shabbos early, and you're davening bizman. Like, there are some yeshivas actually that do this, but if you look in the Maaseh, the Gaon writes not to do this. The Gaon quotes the Rabban, not to do this, not to have the Kiddush and the Suda before you daven Maariv. Think of the bottom of the Siddur Agapu Lo Safeh, he writes, he's not sure what the Makor is. Rastavichi pointed out, the Makor is our Siddur. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hafeh. That Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hafeh, the Ram describes as really being mamish, like a Seder Hayom. So a person's going to begin, you know, Shabbos with with the Chatzil Hachem. And after the Chatzil Hachem is over, then you'll go down. Now, so that indeed should be maybe the Rambam's deal of that particular sequence. Well, so we assume like Rabbi Yeshua, that Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hachem, that's what the Rambam writes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, and the Chos Yantuk of Tavkub Chavtes, right? Maybe not, because the parallel sugya, Pesachim Samachesim days, quotes Mar Beid Ravina. Mar Beid Ravina, where the Gemara says, Kula Shate Yasi B'Tanisa. You know what? He didn't do this. He would fast regularly, with exception of Atzeres, Shuas, with exception of Gurim, and with exception of Erev Yom Kippur. Wow. So what exactly does that mean? So the Balamor writes, here in our parallel sugya, Sakhim Samaches, the Balamor is like Yechesim Abeis Nadaf Yerid. That, you know what? Mi'uv D'Dumar Abeid Ravina. You see, we pasca like Rav Eliezer. Kul Hashem and Kul Hachem. We don't pasca like Rav Yeshua. If we were to pass like Rabbi Yeshua, he never could have done such a thing. But it's a Maiserah. The Gemara is telling you, a Maiser Shalaya. Like Rabbi Eliezer. Kul Hashem, Kul Hachem. With certain exceptions. Hakol Mod de Batzeres, Divinami Lachem. So on Shuas, he had a Suda. And Purim also requires some form of Suda. No? And Erev Yom Kippur requires some form of achila and suda as well. So therefore, Chiddush, the Balmor writes, we do not pass like Rabbi Yishuv. We pass like, wow, Rabbi Eliezer, but mikra din kul Hashem, and kul Hachem. Mordechai discusses this right here in our sukkah, right here, in Tofer Yisamach Tes, here, in our dog. How indeed should we pass him? And the Mordechai quotes that Aviezri, the passes like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Mordechai writes that we should pass like Rabbi Yeshua, and he brings the beautiful raya from Brachos Daf Memtes, because Brachos Daf Memtes is the sugi that discusses repeating Birchas Hamazon if you forget Yalaviyano. What's the rule of thumb? If there's a chi of Suda and you forget Yalaviyano, you have to be chosen. And if there is no chi of Suda, you don't have to be chosen for the same Yalav Yalav. The same Yalav Yalav Yantif requires repetition. And the same Yalav Yalav on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, it does not require Chazan. No? Because on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh there's no Chiyuv Suda. But on Shabbos there is, on Yantif there is, and therefore you have to repeat. Oh, so you're the Mordechai right here in our Dav. Tofrei Samaches brings the Raya for Sugi Brachos and that Mentes. Then Chalkeyim, that did you have to divide your day? According to others, that would not be the case. Well, that's an important important comment that the Mordechai has. But the Balamor writes, he thinks Mikra Din, we should pass the like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Gemara says that Marat the Beravin acted differently. Even if you look there in Reish Peches, Reish Peches is the simon of forgetting Aliyavo, forgetting Metzei. The Beis Yosef writes, name of the Kolbo, that you know what, if a person is being Nisane, Machmas Tshuva, Machmas HaChasidus, you know, if a person is fasting because, you know, of religious Shifos, so Tanisu Lo Tanuk, that is his Onik, that is his Onik Shabbos, that is his Onik Yantif, that is his Kim of Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef writes, oh, Well, Mar Rabbeinu was like, you know, Yechidei Skula. Who for them, their greatest oneg was, you know what, to have a tiny smachmas tshuva. You know, that was their shi'ifa, that was their inspiration, that was their aspiration. Oh, wow. As opposed to the Balamor, that no, that was Manasha Maiserav, that the Pasad Rabbi Lezen. And don't assume that shita of. Well, see, even Marbe Dravina, the Gemara says there's certain times, obviously, that is Suda. Oh, Shuas is that is Suda. Why? Well, that's the Chiddush that the Gemara writes. We discussed that at times, because the Gemara says, that, what do you mean? That Shuas is Man Matan Torah saying? Shuas is Yom Shenit Na Torah. No? Shuas is the time that we receive the Torah. And therefore, unusual, learning not Sudiyas. No? And in what sense is that true? That I've often mentioned. No, that's an Etziv Neshultas. Shultas Samach Zayin and Shultas Kuf Zayin. No? Where the Netziv cites the Ramban, then the Mishpatim, B'nei Yisrael, they experienced Hashras Hashchina, Kabbalah Satar, they ate and they drank. That's Mikan Shosem Mishta Legomer Shultam. Well, so in Achinami, so that's what B'nei Yisrael did when it came to Mamre Har Sinai. And that is Hakom Mode Batzeres, Dibinami Lachem, and Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Yom Shenitzna Toru. That's something, wow, which is B'chayiv Asudah. What would you say about Purim? Purim is the other example where the Gemara says that Mar Beit Ravina, right, used to make sure, and indeed that he was so aid. It's interesting. Our Gemara says because Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. How can you say there's no Achilah? It's part of the Mitzvah Sayom. Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. If you take a look in Shultos, now that's the Shultos that the Tzid is commenting on, Shultos Samach Zayin, Yom Shenit Nevotor. Wow. Incredible, no? Shabbos Peches, Kimu the Kiblu. Purim was the time of Kabbalah Sator. And therefore, exactly, Shuas and Purim, right? Exactly the same reason for that Chiyosud. Well, and what about the third case? All right, so that is Erev Yom Kippur. Indeed, isn't there a Chiyu of Achilah? Where indeed you see that's true? So that's the Gemara Yuman Daf Pei Aleph Lebeis, where the Gemara is bothered. After all, the Pasuk tells us that Binismas Nafshoseichem, Yom Kippur, the Sisha Lechodesh Vayim. Already on the ninth. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Hello, Ba'asur Misani. Yom Kippur is the 10th. It's not already on the ninth. Oh, so the Gemara has different drushas, no? One drush we discussed in earlier shiurim is Tosefes, no? Mosif Michal HaKodesh. You have to begin Yom Kippur early. You have to begin early in the night. And then the Gemara has the following drush. No. That Kol HaOlcha V'Shoseh V'Tshi Ma'al HaKosu Kiyasana Shiv Nasiri. No. The Chiyuvim already begin on the ninth. What do you mean? Because on the ninth there is a Mitzvah Sachilah. On the ninth, there's a mitzvah sachila. Wow. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Look, you know, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah sachila in Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, one must eat an Erev Yom Kippur. You know, Pashup Shem, the Gemara has that drasha, you know, that Kol Ocha V'Sho Sedevshi, Malav HaKod. Is that really a Dinda Raisa of Achila when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur? So what's maybe surprising is a Rambam. There is a Rambam. This Rambam is like hidden away. No, this is a Rambam Hilchos Nedarim. Ber Gimel Halchates. The Rambam writes the following, like unusual. No? A person goes ahead and makes a neder that he's going to fast. Well. A person, the Rambam begins. He makes a neder Shiyatsum B'Shabbos V'Yantim. Makes a neder forbidding achila shtiyan Shabbos and Yantiv. The Rambam writes chayiv latsum. You know what? You have to fast. Why? Because a neder is chal on divrei mitzvah. Wow. A neder is chal on divrei mitzvah. Wow. A shvuah a shua levatla samitzvah is a shua shav. But a neder is chama levatla samitzvah. Wow. Okay, then the Rambam continues. A person goes and does the fun. You know what? I'm going to fast every Sunday. I'm going to fast every Tuesday. That's what the Rambam writes. Hanodah shiyotzen yom rishon, yom shlishi. And all of a sudden, whoa, it turns out, you know what? Sunday, Wednesday, it turns out that's a special day. That's a special day. So the Rambam writes, the following chiddush. Wow. So what do? It's a special day that demands achila. But I made a neder that I'm not going to eat on this day. So you know what the Rambam writes the rule of thumb is? Pretty unbelievable. If that day you have to eat midaraisa, then you have to fast. Because the neder is chal of atlas anitzvah. Wow. But if that's a day that you have to eat midrabanan, harehin srikhan chizuk. Wow. Divrei chacham in srikhan chizuk. Yidche nidra bitnei gzeras chacham. Wow, that was like, Beitzadav Beis, Beitzadav Chavdalet, no? Then you know, the more kal something is, the more careful the Chachamim say you have to be. Because also the Zuzemi. Right, you go through the Masechta, the more it tilts in different directions, no? Shabbos is more chamor than you have to be machmer. Shabbos is more chamor, therefore you don't have to be machmer, no? Amri Lakum, Chavdalet, right? You have to be machmer, Bechtei She'asu, Merdi Yisrael not. Like, wow. So here the Rambam writes, that's like classic, no? The Rambam writes, you have to assess whether the mitzvah sachil is a din d'oraisa or whether it's a din d'rabbanan. Wow. So for example, the Rambam writes, you go ahead and you make a neder that you're going to fast every Sunday and every Tuesday. Oh, for some reason, Rambam doesn't mention what happens at Pagel on Shabbos. That doesn't discuss, okay? But Rambam does discuss it. But Rambam does discuss Pagel Miyantiv. No? What happens at Pagel Miyantiv? If it's a yantiv, okay. You have a chiv suda, midaraisa. So therefore, chayiv latsum. What happens if pagaba erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur, chayiv latsum. What happens if pagaba chanukah or purim? divrei sofrim tzrichim kizik. That's the Rambam. It's pretty unbelievable. He made it, then you're not going to fast on Mondays. You're not going to fast on Sundays, Tuesdays. And all of a sudden it turns out it's Chanukah, it's Purim. And Chanukah and Purim you have to eat. Well, and on Yom Tov and Erev Yom Kippur you fast. Because Divrei Chachamim, Srif Nechizuk. Divrei Chachamim, Srif Nechizuk. That's pretty choshev, no? So Lecha Mishnah just points out, Lecha Mishnah is in Hilchos Shvisa Sosa. Per Aleph of Halachos of Yom Kippur. That's what the Rambam writes, you have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. So Lecha Mishnah writes, realize that Rambam Shita, this is a Din D'Oraisa. Because of that Rambam, Gimel Tes and Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam writes, indeed that's true. That's something which is really surprising. And the Kesef Mishnah disagrees. The Kesef Mishnah writes that, no, this is not a Din D'Oraisa. Achil and Erev Yom Kippur, that whole drasha of the Gemara, Ki'ilu Isane, is only an asmachta. It's only an asmachta. It's only a dindramanan. Only a dindramanan. But as we just discussed in our daf, Tezvav Mabez, but it is an asmachta. It is an asmachta. And you know what? An asmachta is pretty chashuv, no? An asmachta is not just like a mnemonic, no? And a snakta means, ritva roshan tezayin. Kavana sabore. Kavana sabore. Like our Gemara, minahane mili. Minahane mili, you're dealing with a dindrabanav. Yeah, but a dindrabanav, minahane mili. The Prima Gaudium even writes in the Psicha Kalalas, sometimes the Gemara uses a lashon of asmakta ba'alma. And sometimes asmakta chashuva, no? You know, maybe that already is interesting, no? Maybe sometimes it's an asmakta ba'alma where it's really not like a full drasha. But typically, if something really, it's pidri tori damit. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah writes the following fascinating chiddush. The Rambam does not mean to say it's daraisa. The Rambam just says, ain't srichin chizuk. A dindra, like Chanukah and Purim, srichin chizuk. Chanukah and Purim is not an asmachta. No? That's a takana drabana. But achila erev Yom Kippur, wow. Right? That's an asmachta. And an asmachta is gevei Torah damyan. And therefore, eating an erev Yom Kippur, although it's only din drabana, an asmachta, it is like eating on Shabbos or Yom Tov, where ain't srichin chizuk. Ain't srichin chizuk. Wow, that's the chiddush that the Kesem Mishnah writes. Lechem Mishnah writes on its face, it sounds as though the Rambam assumes that, you know what, this is a real din d'oraisa. And the Magen Avraham assumes that way as well, din d'oraisa. The Magen Avraham writes in Tav Kuvayin, din d'oraisa. So that's fascinating. The mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur, din d'oraisa, are only considered to be an asmachta, Wow. I wouldn't say this is Bashav Shat Rabbah, but Baruch HaShulchan writes, wow, this is like in Tav Reish Daled, a person goes ahead and makes an eder, he's not going to fast on Sundays or Tuesdays. And it so happens that Sunday or Tuesday is a Yantiv, or it's Erev Yom Kippur, you have to fast. That's the Rambam, right? Oh, of course. Because if it's a yantiv, a neder is chalavat plus a mitzvah. And if it's Erev Yom Kippur, of course you have to fast, because there really is no mitzvah sachil on Erev Yom Kippur. Other extreme, no? Not that it's a mitzvah daraisa that the neder is chalavat plus a mitzvah. Is it so obvious that there really is a mitzvah of achilas Erev Yom Kippur? Wow. Of course. You know, so why doesn't Rav mention? No, because there is a mitzvah, the harbos v'suda, right? There is a practice, mina ga'olam, harbos v'suda, an erev Yom Kippur, and therefore maybe one could have thought it's like Chanukah and Purim. No. Chanukah and Purim is a mitzvah sachila drabanan, and therefore you're chayav to eat. And contrast is Yom Tov, which is mitzvah sachila daraisa. Another extreme Erev Yom Kippur where there is no mitzvah sachilah. I wouldn't say it sounds necessarily that way from the Rambam's Pashur Shah. What do you mean to say there's no mitzvah sachilah in Erev Yom Kippur? The Gemara says there's a mitzvah sachilah in Erev Yom Kippur. No. So that, no doubt, is a fascinating deal. Why is that true? Why is there achila Erev Yom Kippur? Why is there achila Erev Yom Kippur? The Gemara says yes. The Gemara has such a drasha, right? Kol ha'olcha, kol ha'olcha. Why exactly is that true? If you look at Rashi in that sugya, you've got the aleph from the base. You know what Rashi writes? Haskein atzmocha v'tisha. V'eshu tu chalais anos asa. You know what? Like, wake up, you know? You're going to have to fast tomorrow. So eat today. And that's what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah Tes. Wow. In other words, the reason the Torah is going out of its way and alluding to, now, achinam is just a hachana for the dinus. It's a hachana for the dinus. You know, it's a very, very good, like, Eitzah Tova Kamashma. You're going to have to fast tomorrow, so eat today. But is it obvious that indeed there is such a mitzvah sachila? Wow. So the Ritva is Mefurish, Rosh Hashanah Tes, Rashi, the Rashi writes this, and then the Yuma, Berches and Sinan Chavez, that what's driving Achil and Erev Yom Kippur is just simply Achana for the Tainus itself. Wow. That's a pretty heavy issue. What is driving the Achil when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yonah, interesting, in Shari Tshuva, is a lengthy discussion. Why is there Achila, an Erev Yom Kippur? It's found in Shar Daled, beginning Os Ches. Why is there Achila, an Erev Yom Kippur? So, Rabbi Yonah writes like fascinating things. You know what? The reason there's a mitzvah Simcha is because Achila is because of the simcha, the hagiyah, zman, kaparas. Simcha demands achila. Simcha demands achila. And what greater simcha than mechilas avonos? So therefore, you have to have a siddur erev yom kippur. Then he writes his reason number one. Reason number one. Reason number two, Rabbi Aaron writes also something which is fascinating, is on every, and every Shabbos, and every Yantif, there's a Chiyuv Suda. Kavod Oneg. And to some extent, we're very, very limited in terms of the Oneg of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, the Chibato Uksus Nekia, who wears special clothing, or wear a kittel, no. But the real full-blown mitzvah of Oneg is Achila, Oh, you're Chayim Karis. It's a time of Sibur Daraisa. Also, we know to write something which is stunning, that you know what? The Achila of the Yomtif of Yom Kippur is transferred to Erev Yom Kippur. Wow. And then, a third reason we're going to rise is to provide you with the necessary strength, the fuel, the nourishment, in order to, I mean, you know, it doesn't say in order to fast, no? In order to, laharbos betfilah v'tachanunin, no? Because it's a Yom HaTfilah. It's Yom HaTfilah. Imagine you're going to Yom HaTfilah hungry. Forget about Yom HaFast. No, you don't go. You don't wake up to the fast. No, but you need all your energy to daven properly, you know? So the Torah says, make sure to eat. Yeah, that's like a pretty fascinating idea. Like, what exactly is the purpose? Is it a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, or is it an eitzah? Fasting Erev Yom Kippur? And what is its purpose? Does it have a purpose in and of itself, Rabbi Yona? Or is it just simply hachana for the tainis? Rabbi Kivei, during the Chubis, the Siman Tes Zayin, raises the following issue. No. What would happen if a person is a chola, who's not fasting on Yom Kippur? Is he obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Or, Rabbi Kivei discusses the following. Is eating on Erev Yom Kippur a mitzvah to say Shazman Ram? If one is going to argue very, very simply, whatever is driving the chiyus, prepare yourself because of the time. So whoever is going to fast tomorrow is obligated to eat today. Women obviously are bichlal the inuyim of Yom Kippur, so they have to fast today. Or if it's considered to be an independent kiyum, even a person's not fasting, he has to have a suda. Oh, so now I can raise the issue. That's Rabbi Kivei or something. Should I argue that, you know, this is considered to be like a zman gram, it's like a fasting possibility. So the Gemara writes there himself, you know, these are the three times Shavuos when it comes to times of Purim, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, these are the special times that Rabbi Ravina would go ahead and eat. And fascinating, was that just exceptional? Mamish because of his lofty madrega, the Beis Yosef, or is that Raim Mochachas the Balamor? We pass like the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, the Mikra Din Kula Hashem, or Kulo Kula Hashem. No. Our Gemara tells us the following, the Siddush of Tosus, that Kichen Vas Hashem Himuschem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, no, Luvu Alai, the Kidshu Kedusha Sayam, Vani Pare. Vani Pare. Wow. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaviyacha, no? On my shoulders. No. You know what? There's Achila. Go ahead. That doesn't mean, you know, you have to spend recklessly. But it means secure the necessary provisions, right? For Shabbos Yantin. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll see to it that. Wow. Tosus raises the following kasha. Now, Psachim Nakuf. What do you mean? The Gemara of Psachim says the opposite. Let's say a person does not have. So, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Val Tistar Chlebrinos. Asay Shabbat Chachol, Val Tistar Chlebrinos. You don't say the Vual Ebari. You know what? So, don't. Sometimes it's true, you know, maybe a person is called upon to beg and borrow. We discussed that, Dalet Kosos, Ner Chanukah, Mocher Ksuso. But it also says, how do you resolve that? So So Tosa says the following. Now, oh no. That's referring to kisha eno nifroa, when a person doesn't have. When a person doesn't have. If a person doesn't have, he's unable to pay, then al tisarif l'rios, asei shabbat kachol. Then you can compromise on Suda Shabbos. But if a person has, levu alai nifareya. What does that mean exactly? No. If you don't have, don't borrow. But if you do have, then borrow. No, that's what Tosa says, no? Kishem lifroa, if you don't have, don't borrow. But if you do have, if you do have, borrow. How if you have, just go to the store and buy. You know, like, if you do have, no. So you know what the Chiddush of Tosa is? No. You know what the Chiddush of Tosa is? No. Person doesn't have, and today he's not fluid, you know? He has this investment, he has that investment. It's mashkonos, no? You know, but you ask a guy for a doubt, no, I really don't. Everything's tied up. Does he have assets? He has assets, but they're not liquid. They're not liquid assets. That's shatentosis, no? A person doesn't have it all. Then we don't assume, just go borrow. No. But if a person has, it's just that he's, right, he lacks in his liquidity, no? So, in such a case, you know what? That's when you say the Bo'alai prayer. That's when you say, that's pretty important, no? That's when you say the Bo'alai prayer. It doesn't mean that if a person has absolutely nothing, that also says, right? Asei Shabbat Chachom, Alti Sarak L'Rios. That's Ka'inu Kishem Efra. Okay? It's an important Chiddush. Take a look at this Gon. No? Hagos Hagra. No. Not kishe'en lo lifroa, kishe'en lo mi lovos. That changes everything, no? Kishe'en lifroa means, you know, the guy has wealth, but he doesn't have liquid assets. Okay, so I'll tell the person, you know, so borrow against it. Borrow against your fancy car. No, like borrow against it. Have a Siddur Shabbos. Okay. No. So the Gaon says, "Kishem amiluvos." That really changes everything. You know what that means? That means that even if a person is down and out, he should borrow. Even if you don't have assets, on my cheshbon, on my shoulders, goes Baruch Hu says. No, wow. Even if you don't have. What about asei shabbat achol? That's kishem amiluvos. When you don't have someone who you could borrow from, you don't have someone that you can borrow from, okay. But if you have someone you can borrow from, that's the expectation. When it comes to, right, that's, our gear syntosis is not that way at all, no. Well, that's an important dayas. Poshim shantosis, tezayinim and aleph. That's referring to something unusual about Hotzos of Shabbos and Yantin. You take a look here, Shittim Lebetzes, at the Ritva, it refers to all Hotzos Shomitz. All Hotzos Shomitz. It means spending money appropriately with Dvar Mitzvah. So, there's Me'iri here that they often quote now. The Gemara says the following, that Harosa, she's kamu nechosa, so yita ben eider, now, an eider. So, what is the significance? Rashi writes this eider as an ilan choshu. This is really a unique tree. So you know what? Everybody's going to take notice. And you know, everybody's going to notice, you know what? Oh, this tree is yours. Imagine somebody's going to come later on and say, oh, that property is mine. What do you mean? For a year, everybody knows that property is his. Now, because on the property is something which is really quite unique. So, yeah, Nilan Choshu and Nikris al Shmo, and therefore Nachinami, that's going to be. And Peroso Mishtamrim, because after all, Rashi points out, you know, the foliage will create a fence, it'll create a gvul, and Or else this is a special type of asev that's going to emit a certain scent that's going to repel the insects, and therefore, ooh, the peiros are going to grow pure and beautifully. The Miri has a beautiful comment. No, but you know what? You're planting something that's called an eder, no? And what is that going to say? No? You know, when you say that really is the case, no? An eder, you know what comes to mind? The pasuk of Adir Bamaram Hashem. Adir Bamaram Hashem. You know what? You have something that's called an eder, and you're going to refer to it as the eder plant. You know what? The association is going to be Adir Bamaram Hashem. Strong in the Shamayim, right? Is Hashem. What exactly does that mean? For the Miri, needed Afayim, no? Harosa Yishasim. A person wants to be successful in assets, Parnasa, Yisaseg Be'emuna. Yisaseg Be'emuna. No? So a person is going to have that which is called an Eder. It's going to, by association, remind him of the Pasuk, Adir Bamaram Hashem. And the Adir Bamaram Hashem is going to strengthen his emuna, and you know what? He is going to be doing all of his business differently, because the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Masesa v'Nasata b'Emuna. Now, his masumatim is going to be with a sense of emuna, with the emuna bitacha. And if you really believe, you know what? That you're going to act with absolute yashrus. No? That's how the Miri understands our Gemara. And the Miri writes a beautiful phrase. I once wrote this as a title for Hayosher Hachanas Ha'oshin. That's Miri in our Sugi, no? Hayosher Hachanas Ha'oshin. That's a beautiful, beautiful depiction of Miri. Yashrus is the Hachana for Ashirus. Hayosher Hachanas Ha'oshin. Yeah, it's important, people think they can fool the system, maybe in the college, not in the yeshiva. In the college, you can cut, and maybe they'll catch you already after, your practice is already established over 20 years. Okay, but not kapishma, This has to be very, very, very careful about those types of things. Important lessons. Okay, all right, Ritz Hashem, we'll have to continue with Kedina Wednesday, and tomorrow Shukla, I think we'll speak about Talmud Torah, something like that, and so, winding up already. Okay.